podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
What's going on, Emily Ann?
So we've been having a little tifferoni in our house, and it is that I am getting irritated with my sweet boyfriend, gentleman caller, because he is not very good with saying thank you. And so I'm wondering,
what is he, like four?
Thank you.
Okay.
You having to teach him to say thank you?
No, I mean, I just mean with stuff with us, you know? Yeah, it's, stop. I'm trying to tell you guys
serious,
my feelings. So I'm wondering if saying thank you is something that just kind of goes away after a few years in a relationship where you don't have to say it because it's implied.
Well, Hold on a second. Can I qualify this? I mean, I just want to get the facts straight here.
Okay.
So what you're saying is he used to thank you for things, but now that you've been living together for a couple of years, he's taking stuff for granted and he doesn't say thank you anymore. Is that about it?
Right. And it's not just with the household stuff because, you know, like there are times when he gets home from work and he's like, oh, you know, do you need me to feed the dogs? And I'm like, no, I got it. He's like, oh, okay. Thanks, babe, for feeding him. But then like last weekend, we went out to brunch and I paid for brunch for us and he never said thank you. And that kind of bugs me.
He should be doing that because you guys are still like in, you're dating.
We're,
separate accounts, all
right,
that.
Like,
can you,
just,
but he should say thank you. He should
right.
say
you're
thank
shacking
you.
Up, though.
Right. So right. that's what I'm wondering. Mm-hmm. Like, and it's been over 4 years. So is just thank you totally out of the dialogue? And should it just be implied because we've been together for so long? Because, you know, we love each other.
My gut reaction is absolutely not. I mean, that's a...
So you
common
still,
courtesy.
You still say thank you for
to
all
any,
sorts of
yes,
little things?
Definitely. And just because you lived... Well, let's ask Jeremy.
Yeah,
and Mary.
Say, I've been with Nicole for like 100 years now, and we really do still say thank you to each other.
Like for household stuff and for outside, you know, buying a hamburger for me.
Not as much, I would say, at the restaurant type thing. If we're at a restaurant when we pay and get ready to leave, it's usually like, we should have just stayed home. That's what we usually say to each other. But like things at home, like if I come home and my laundry's folded on the bed waiting for me, I make it a point to track her down and look her right in the face and say, thank you for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I really appreciate it. So we reciprocate the thank you.
I do know the situation you're going through, though, and we've had this discussion before with other people who worked on this show years ago who went through the exact same thing, mm-hmm. that their significant other, if they went out to eat and the woman paid for it, the guy just kind of just got his stuff and got up and left and went out to the car and didn't say anything.
Right.
So I guess there's a certain percentage of people who believe that once you live together, you no longer have to say thank you for anything.
That's not right.
Okay. See,
that's
I'm
not
so...
good.
No, we're on your side.
All right.
Yeah, we are.
Hold on. This is a very weird
feeling.
Have you
talked to him about this?
I have. And he says, what, you want me to make a big production of it? Do you want me to have the, you know, a brass band,
goodness.
You know, say, you know,
that's
Sky
his comeback?
Well, yeah.
Pretty
you
cool.
ask for
because
common courtesy.
A trombone?
Well, I probably didn't ask for it in the most polite way.
Oh.
I
so
may
we're
have
only
been
getting...
yelling at him saying, why don't you say thank you anymore? And so then, you know, he yells back. So maybe I need to handle my tone.
A little more gently.
You know, be a lady. So, yeah, so that's what's going on with us.
Hmm. Chris?
We say thank you. In the restaurant situation, though, you know, we joke about it. So if Tim pays, the money comes out of the same checking account. But I still say thank you. Thanks for dinner. And we're like Jeremy and Nicole. He's like, oh, yeah, no problem.
You know when Nicole usually says thank you. It's after we make sweet, sweet love.
Sweet love.
Yeah.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.